This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The moment you've all been waiting for. I know I've been waiting for it all year long. The Independence Day Spectacular on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know we're a day early, but that's how it falls this year. One day a week, we don't broadcast live, and that is this year, Independence Day. So, pre-Independence Day Spectacular, and it's an annual tradition on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'll have to ask my co-host this hour, Michael Badnarik, will be joining me momentarily, if we have missed a year since he was nominated to become the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party when we first met in 04, gearing up for that. And at a certain point, this became our annual tradition. Michael Badnarik comes to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we crank it up for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and non-hyphenated freedom and liberty. I understand the hyphenation of it, but we got to draw people into liberty. Sometimes they don't like it until they go, oh, you know what, I'm not allowed to heal the way I want to heal. However you're motivated to get here, we're welcoming you today. The Declaration of Independence on this day, how many years ago, we'll find out. Michael Badnarik, my friend, constitutional scholar and more, author of a number of books, including Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedom, and Secret to Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution. We need this now more than ever. And what else? He's got a new website, badnarik.org, and you can ask all kinds of questions there. And every time I get an email from this guy, I can't wait to read it because I'm immediately immersed in a whole story. It comes to life. This is Michael Badnarik's ability to communicate, not only in his Constitution class, but just when he writes a little story in his blog and his email. I hope you all sign up. It's a great treasure trove of information. And with that, happy pre-Independence Day. It's Michael Badnarik back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, how are you, my friend?
I'm always great when you're around. You know that. I get better, stronger, faster, all of these things. It's like you're the guy that puts together the bionic independence man.
You are one of the few people who makes me feel like I have to up my game. It's just like I just be myself. But when I'm talking to Robert Scott Bell, man, I got to really take the amphetamines and get myself pumped.
I'm excited every year we do this. Also, we recognize the great disappointment in our fellow Americans every year when we do this, right? Because so many do not embrace liberty, maybe claim that they do, but indeed what we've seen is a descent further and further each year we've done this. I don't claim it's our fault or your fault, but more people apparently seeming to embrace socialism, collectivism, communism, and because they don't know history, or they're so drugged and vaccinated out of their mind that they couldn't recognize it even if it were taught to them.
They also have this psychobabble going on television. You know, if they're watching, network television, they have all of these crazy ideas pumped into their heads. And most people don't understand the difference between socialism, communism, and our Constitution. The Constitution and communism are mutually exclusive. They are at opposite ends of the spectrum. And if you don't understand the history, if you don't understand why that's important, then having the government take care of us, well, gosh, Robert, why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want the government to, you know, subsidize your children's schooling and pay for your hospital? And, oh, my God, life would be so easy. except that Winston Churchill is famous for having said, if you are 20 years old and you are not a socialist, then you have no heart. If you are 40 years old and you are still a socialist, you have no brain.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we see the indoctrination in what we call government indoctrination centers, public schools, have really trained a number of generations now over time to perceive that they are children of government. And, you know, I'm a spiritual guy, Michael. You know me. We've had talks about this stuff. And I respect everybody's beliefs, non-beliefs, whatever they have. But if you believe you are a child of government, then, of course, you look to the government to grant you things. You might call them rights. They're not. They're privileges. And one of the most foundational chapters ever written in any book anywhere, from Good to Be King, Foundation for a Constitutional Freedom, is Chapter 2. And it goes into the difference between rights versus privileges. Right there, I'm holding it up for everybody to see. And you have had that downloadable for free for many years at constitutionpreservation.org. But now you also have a new website, and I'm going to bring it up for everybody to see right now. And this is your Independence Day homework. Go to badnarik.org, sign up for free email alerts, and click on the chapter, Rights versus Privileges, because it's right there, and look at what pops up, the actual chapter, for free, for you to review, something that most young people don't know, unless they're my kids, or the people that listen to this show, and their kids.
Absolutely. This is the most important chapter in the book, the most important concept in my 8-hour class. As soon as people learn this and understand it, then they're no longer going to believe the lies that are told on television. They're going to recognize that the government is not doing anything in your best interests. And they're going to realize that it's going to require some effort on your part. You're not going to be able to just sit back on the sofa and just kind of let it all happen, or let Robert and Michael defend liberty. They're doing a really good job. You know, that they're the dynamic duo. They'll just fix it, and I'll just wait for them to tell me when it's all over.
No, don't wait. Don't do it that way. You've often said in your class, too, that the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights within the Constitution, cannot defend you, cannot defend your rights. And, you know, you talked about it can't even defend itself. But if you were to hold up a copy of the Constitution as a freight train comes barreling down on you, how well does that protect you and your right to life, for instance? And these seemingly are absurd visuals, but they're important because we have kind of laid down on the job in 20th, now 21st century America. And if not outright abandoned liberty, we're paying lip service to it as we demand more and more from a centralized bureaucracy, especially with these young people that have been indoctrinated, that are honestly medically damaged in some way, that the brain and nervous system is just not working the way in previous generations. We talk about, back in, you know, the era of World War II, charging into battle, getting ready to sign up to fight the bad guys. Now you hear about an invisible germ and you're hiding behind your chair wearing a mask, not coming out. It's like, what changed in those generations?
It's an attitude. We lost our sense of responsibility. I teach that rights and responsibilities are opposite sides of the same coin. You know, a man and woman have a right to have children, but then they have a responsibility to feed the child, shelter the child, teach the child all the values they're supposed to have. You know, I have a right to keep and bear arms. But I also have a responsibility to make sure that, you know, neither you nor other people in the room get accidentally hurt with my gun. And so people have ignored their personal responsibilities. People, much like electricity, take the path of least resistance. And instead of standing up for myself and being independent, which is the whole point of the United States, we just go, I'll just sit back. I'll get my unemployment. I'll, you know, get a little bit of Medicare. And I'll just let the government take care of me. And that is the antithesis of what the founding fathers tried to create here.
Mm-hmm. And what is that the reason you're not wearing a mask today? Because everybody's supposed to wear one in Texas, right?
Well, I don't follow rules very, very well. I think you know that already. My mother couldn't tell me what to do, and she loved me. I'm certainly not not going to listen to the government. I mean, this is ridiculous. And, okay, I concede that maybe there's a virus out there and maybe some people get sick, but that does not give you the authority to tell me what I have to do. And people are clueless. They are obviously not thinking for themselves, because as I drive down the highway, I see people alone in their car with a mask. What are you going to catch and from whom? I mean, this is a little bit like, you know, you go to the store and you buy a pillow, and the pillow has this great big white tag on it, and it says, do not remove this tag under penalty of law. That's for the store that is selling the pillow. They have to leave that tag on there so that you, the buyer, knows what is stuffed inside. Once you get that pillow home, that is your pillow, and the first thing I do is get a pair of scissors and trim that as close as I can without cutting the pillow. Wake up!
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see people jogging along the sidewalk.
Yeah, wearing a mask.
How do you exercise when you're suffocating yourself behind that mask?
And I think, I'm a student of history, although I didn't learn real history in grade school and high school and even university. Until I graduated and got out of all that, did I learn real history. And I think back to the 1918 Spanish influenza. They claim that millions of people died due to one virus, even though at the time, ironically, they didn't even know what a virus was. It hadn't been discovered yet, like 15 years later or so. They dug up a dead guy in Alaska who apparently died around that time. They dug around his innards, this dead man who was frozen, and they found something that they said, aha, this is what killed millions of people around the world. I'm like, how is that even a scientific statement to make? That one, a thumb you dug up in a dead guy in Alaska, and you say, this is what killed everybody, and people believe it. And then, of course, the only reason we're alive in 2020, 102 years later, is because ever since the Spanish influenza of 1918, we've all worn masks. Every one of us. All the pictures of the Roaring Twenties, the Depression, World War II, all of our soldiers, they all wore masks, or else they wouldn't be alive.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned because I keep hearing rumors that we're going to develop a vaccine and that government, possibly using the military, is going to require mandatory vaccinations. I haven't seen that in writing yet, but it's been alleged that maybe that would happen. Do you recall the quote that I am most famous for?
Well, it must be said again, because, and this was at the time, just put perspective on this, because Michael, what you're saying is also, you know, rumored. This has always been the intent, mandatory vaccination.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I've seen memes where they say, if you think this is just about masking, mandatory masks, the next phase is mandatory vaccines. The next phase is mandatory injections with chips that track every movement, for instance.
Nanotechnology.
Right.
Yeah.
So these are the transition stages. If you don't put your foot down at a point when you still could, right, speak up and stop. When they mask you, you no longer can speak. But back in the day when you were nominated to be presidential candidate from the Libertarian Party, it was the era of post-9/11. Patriot Act, mandatory vaccines were threatened, smallpox, anthrax, different things they were going to bring back out under Bush, too. And I asked you the question, what do you think, candidate Michael Badnarik, about mandatory vaccinations? And without blinking, without hesitation, you said what?
I said, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
And ever since then, it's been legendary. You know, people always want to hear it, and they know it. They quote you as well they should. And I've said this many times. I still don't have a 45. I have a 357. I like the sound of the 45 better in that context, but the 357 would work.
Absolutely, it will work. And I want to share with your audience that you happen to be in Austin. I don't remember what the presentation, but a group of us went to the gun range. And we improved your grouping in an hour.
Yeah.
We went from about 7 inches down to about 3 inches in just 1 hour of my training. So I'm really proud of you. And under the circumstances, I'm surprised that I haven't gotten more requests from people to teach them how to shoot, because that's on my website as well.
That's a very good point, Michael Badnarik, and I want everybody to take advantage of the opportunities that are there for you. You could schedule a consultation with Michael Badnarik, and that includes mentoring sessions in many ways, including, you know, if it's questions about the history, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. But there's so many things that Michael Badnarik knows, that he has done, that he has studied, that he is an I would say has genuine expertise in, and his ability to communicate and teach is amazing, as evidenced by my 1 hour with him at the gun range and how much improvement I have. So there are 15-minute Zoom meetings you could set up, and then you could do more on many different things, including, as you said, hey, Michael, I'm in Austin, Texas. I'd love to meet you at the gun range. Can you do that? I'm like, I think you might say yes.
And the people at the gun range would go, Bednarik, are you back again?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so these are the new opportunities that you have to reach out to Michael long after we're on the air together, as we do at least once a year. I can't remember, were there any years that we missed? I know you had remember the Widowmaker scenario? Remember that huge, massive heart attack on the steps of the Capitol of Wisconsin?
Right.
Our friend Roseanne Lindsay helped you, and others have since, and, you know, we've been friends also in many ways to help each other. But I don't remember at what time of the year it was, but
It was December 21st, okay, when I gave my speech, and I woke up in the hospital on February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I was unconscious, kept in a chemically induced coma for many, many days. The doctors told my parents that I was likely to die. If I didn't, I was likely to be brain dead and require a walker the rest of my life. And the doctors cannot explain how I managed to walk out of the hospital under my own power. And that's because the medical industry has no efficient test for measuring a person's level of stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been dead twice, according to the doctors. So, you know, if I'm pissed at you, you better not get close to me until you can see my ashes in the urn. Then you know that you're safe, because I can still come back.
Well, this is the thing about your stubbornness, too. And I do remember, I don't know if it was that 6 months later, you know, obviously December to July or so. But the first time back, I remember, because we couldn't talk to you for a while. It was so severe that your voice was different. It was much weaker and such. And you know, you have strengthened it again over the years since that point in time. So, again, I like to think that we've been pretty consistent every year around or on the Independence Day. In fact, that we've done a spectacular hour together each and every time.
I believe we have. I don't think that we had missed that particular year. That would have been 2010 that you're talking about. But I'm pretty sure that it's in the archive someplace.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of history here and great joy in getting together. And I think if you love liberty as much as Michael Bednarik does, or as much as I do, you find people that love it like that, and no matter what background and differences you may have, and we all have differences, you come together with that as your central point. There's you feel like there's nothing you can't do or won't help somebody to do, because that's that fundamental starting point. And from there, that means we would embrace things that may be different about us, that we don't necessarily appreciate all the same things, but if we come back to that core principle, there's nothing that gets in the way.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
24, that's the number of confirmed deaths in the collapse of the Champlain Towers in South Florida. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday. More than 120 people are still unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolishing what's left of the collapsed building is key to continuing search and rescue efforts.
Once this building's down, it's going to be a green light, full speed ahead, maximum effort to pull these victims out and reunite them with their family.
He told CBS's Face the Nation that it is absolutely not a recovery effort. This 4th of July weekend, traffic may be one of the busiest ever. More than 40 million Americans expected to get behind the wheel. Even as gasoline prices continue to soar, AAA says that some 43.6 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. That's about a 40% increase compared to last year. This is USA Radio News. A Baltimore Circuit Court judge has temporarily blocked the state from ending its participation in several pandemic-related unemployment programs, including the $300 per week unemployment checks. Maryland would have ended its participation in the programs on Saturday if not for the judge's ruling. Governor Larry Hogan is one of more than two dozen Republican governors who moved to end participation in those programs earlier than they're set to expire. Democrats have decried the move, saying that many Marylanders still depend on the benefits. Hogan's administration said the federal benefits are keeping people in the state on the sidelines and slowing down the economic recovery by creating a labor shortage. In the NBA, the Bucks punched their ticket to the finals, representing the East.
Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974 after defeating the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers. Game 1 of the finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In my Constitution class, I will occasionally have students tell me about the American dream. And I go, the American dream? What is that? They go, well, I want to have a really good job. I want my children to be happy and well-fed. I want to have, you know, neighbors that I can trust. I go, so that's an exclusively American dream? You know, Japanese parents don't love their children. People, you know, parents in Germany don't want to have a good job. People in China don't want their children. You're kidding, right? This is a human dream. Mm. And I have been very, very fortunate in my life. I have been able to travel the world. And one of the things that I've discovered, Robert, and I know that you won't be surprised, no matter where I go in the world, people are people. They're friendly. I literally have friends all over the world, and I don't want my country dropping bombs on that country. You know, they could hurt some. I went to Australia. My company sent me there to teach a computer class, and through a series of things, I got invited to little barbecue celebration. I took a train for an hour. I met this family for the first time, and within 20 minutes of walking in the door, we're out in the backyard drinking beer, and they're already teasing me and heckling me, which is an indication that, I mean, they really love me. They're not. And I was there doing the dishes and helping to serve. I was part of the family. And that has happened to me so many times. I can't imagine what goes through people's heads to make them xenophobic, that they don't like a certain group of people. You're an idiot.
Well, and that's what we're dealing with, Michael, a lot of American idiots now who simply, their first motivation when they wake up in the morning is hatred and fear. You know, if we talk about Trump derangement syndrome, and I've said this, look, Trump's not a constitutionalist. He's not like Ron Paul. But at the same time, he's done some things that are, I would say, arguably for America, putting it before globalism and communism and socialism. And I acknowledge the things that he's done that I think are better than a lot of presidents. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot that he does or any president has done that I go, that doesn't fly. There's nothing in the Constitution that provides for that. But then again, he's only one of what, 435? Right. If we talk about the Senate and Congress, and then we go into the other aspects of our federal government, not much less the state governments, that have so far gone beyond what our founders said. Hey, set this cage up, keep the government and those in it in that cage, and don't let them out. And somewhere along the lines, maybe almost immediately, we let some of that out, and now we're suffering, you know, 200 some odd years later, with the loss of love of liberty and recognizing what it takes to defend it, much less constrain those who would want to defeat it, if you will, or limit it.
Right. Well, the Founding Fathers were worried about this exact thing. And I don't know if they had a crystal ball or they went to a seance to find us out, but one of the Founding Fathers, Alexander Fraser Tyler, said that a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse or property from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, followed always by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been 200 years. It's been about 248 years since we signed the Declaration of Independence. And let me ask a rhetorical question. Is the United States collapsing over loose fiscal policy? Mm-hmm. We've had the Federal Reserve counterfeiting our money for over 100 years. And it says this collapse of democracy is always followed by a dictatorship. Things get out of control. You know, we've got civil unrest, and the people are going, help us, help us. You're the government. And the government steps in and says, okay, these are the rules. We're going to be in charge. Everybody has to stay home. Everybody has to wear a mask. You have to get a mandatory vaccine. Really? That is dictatorship.
Well, what is it?
Have allowed it to happen.
Yeah. What is the other, among many famous Jefferson quotes? The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants every once in a while, however many, 20 yeah. years, generations. And, you know, it, yeah. obviously it's been a long time, and I'm not encouraging that. I'm not thrilled about bloodshed. That's not my point in saying it. But recognize that if there are those who would shed your blood or attempt to, In an attempt to limit your freedom or destroy what you believe is important, and certainly within the Constitution and prior to that, the Declaration of Independence, you know, I don't like what I see coming potentially if we don't get our act together, and maybe it's too late. I don't know.
I have a friend that has, for the last 20 years, has been calling me a conspiracy theorist. The government is not out of control. But everything that they do is in our best interest, blah, blah, blah. I'm obviously the lunatic. Well, this same friend just last week decided that they need to buy an AR-15. And they were calling me for advice on, like, which AR-15 can I buy. Mm-hmm. And they went to the gun store. They had already paid for it online. They just had to go pick it up. And they had to wait in line. There was a line from the counter out the door down the sidewalk. And people were standing in line for an hour and a half just to get to the front counter. And my friend is talking to me on the phone while he's standing in line going, oh, there's a guy. Oh, he's got a rifle and a pistol. Oh, here are two guys with a boatload of ammunition. And I used to be a scuba instructor. And you may or may not have experienced this. When you're underwater, there are thousands of fish. They are everywhere. And if I'm trying to take a photograph of you underwater, I sometimes have to wave my hand to chase the fish away just so that I get a clear picture of you. Every once in a while, all the fish disappear. Robert, if all the fish disappear, it is time for you to get out of the water and get back on the boat. The fish know something that you don't know.
Yeah.
So if people are lined up around the block to go get ammunition and guns, to me, that's the fish have disappeared experience.
Another aspect to that is related to tsunamis. And this was reported at Banda Aceh in Indonesia, and it's been reported before. While the stupid humans look at, oh, look, the water's going out, and they start following it, like, how cool is that? The animals are, like, darting it to higher ground. It's like, how did we become so stupid as a species? And I've argued that we've disconnected from true source, right, by believing in authorities and authoritarians, government, if the government doesn't say it's real, it's not real, or if it's not, it doesn't say it's dangerous, then it's not dangerous. And, of course, you disconnect from your, if you use a comic book term, spider senses. If you use spiritual language, your communication with the Holy Spirit, divine spirit, something like that, but something intuitive that you can connect with that we discard, that's even beyond mental cognition and intelligence. You just get a nudge, and you're like, what was that? And how many times has that happened in your life where had I not listened to that nudge, oh, my gosh, I would have been right there where that something horrible had just happened. And so it's not always a mental construct, as much as I appreciate mental acuity and critical thinking, and I think there are in great demand. We need more of that. But there's something as important, if not more, is that stop believing everything you're told by those who have credentials and degrees and different things, because they have conflicts of interest, and they're probably as stupid as anybody you've ever met because they're not using the sense that I perceive God would have granted us just to survive.
Right. I agree.
So we'll continue our discussion here as we journey back into the real history as to why this day, July 4th, which is just another day, but why is it significant in history? And that is the Declaration of Independence that preceded the Articles of Confederation, that preceded the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But what was it? What is it about that declaration that was unique to the history of government on planet Earth?
The history of human organization has been, well, it started out as hunters and gatherers, everybody doing their own thing. And then as we developed agriculture and we were able to grow more food than we needed, now you invented theft. People can take all the food that you had taken the time to grow. And we began to get organized under kings and emperors, and we lived in a feudal system. Mm-hmm. Well, eventually, we traveled to North America. We decided that instead of a feudal system, we are going to the government is going to work for us, not the other way around. And, I mean, everybody has felt this. It's like, you're not the boss to me. You know, it's usually when, you know, mom and dad leave, and the oldest sibling is responsible now. We're going to leave you in charge to do the babysitting. And then 5 minutes later, your brothers and sisters are going, you're not the boss to me. You can't tell me what to do. Well, that innate feeling, you know, is still there. And the Declaration of Independence is basically telling King George, you're not the boss to me. We are not listening to you. We are going to form our own rules, our own government, and we're going to do a better job. So it was a wonderful experiment while it lasted, but Americans have dropped the ball.
Well, and the thing is, that declaration was not like half-cocked in a sense. I mean, there was so much history, knowledge of law of nations, right?
We go into things that our founders studied extensively about history in order to establish a new nation. It wasn't just, hi, here we are, King George. We just, you know, no, there was a lot in relation to other countries and nations that existed to get acknowledgement of the legitimacy of a new nation and what that meant. And I think that 1% of 1%, if that, it's like 0.1% of the American people know anything about that. It's just like, hey, one day, hey, some old people back then, they thought of a cool idea and it started. No, there was so much more to it than that.
Yeah, there's a guy who does interviews in Venice Beach, California, asking people, what is this weekend, Independence Day? He says, independence from what? And they have no idea. And then he asks them, how many stars are on the American flag? And they don't know. So he gives them a tiny American flag, and they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They go 52, and they can't even count accurately. It is sad. It's very depressing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Scott Bell Show. Even given the opportunity, like they could meet me and go, hey, just tell me what to do. And I tell them what to do, and they go, no, I don't want to do that. That's too hard. So they may end up sicker or even dead. And I think that we are living, because I believe by our creator, not government, but our real creator, gave us the freedom to screw up, choose wrong, and learn ultimately from the wrong choices we make. Because I've learned the best lessons from screwing up. You know, I as much as I was cursing whatever at the time, I'm like, you know what? I must be loved enough to be allowed, just like we talked about, allowing my son to figure it out as opposed to just doing it for him. That's a kind and loving thing to do. And in many ways, what I see, as much as you and I might say, this is a disaster, this is horrible, people are not choosing liberty, many people apparently need to remember very viscerally what it is like to live under tyranny before they once again embrace, like the oxygen that they are desiring when their head is held underwater, enough to do the things that it would take to restore it and retain it, and then remind those who are yet to be here of how important it is and that it is not automatic.
Well, it is said that good decisions come from experience, and experience comes from bad decisions.
Well, you just lay it down there and you go, all right, I'm trying not to be bummed out about all the people that are choosing not liberty. Like you and I, we go, but that's the freedom. And in order to retain it, regain it, and even want it, sometimes you have to live in abject misery and tyranny. Just like those that have lived with great illness or even threats of death due to cancer, given an opportunity, you can choose chemo. Maybe it'll help me, but it'll be miserable. And, you know, maybe you won't. Or you could say, hey, here are the reasons why I have learned that this cancer is manifested in your body due to what you eat, what you think, what you believe, what you're doing or not doing. Let's modify those things, live differently, and see what happens. And then they go, wow. And many people have told me that cancer saved their life. Literally, it saved their life. It caused them to completely change their entire viewpoint on life, and they began to live. That often people say, cancer was my fear of living. Not dying, fear of living. And then they got over that, and then they lived. So these things are, in a bigger sense of the word, rooted in the same liberty that we appreciate and love so much. And that, as frustrating, honestly, as it can be to see people choosing not liberty, we love it enough to allow them to make their mistakes, hopefully come back to it. But where we draw the line is if you violate our liberty in that process. That's where the line is. You can't, don't cross that line.
Yeah. Well, I just want to share with your audience that I have a personal friend who is diagnosed with cancer. I jumped up and down and said, no. And when they went back for their follow-up, their index was so low, it is almost as if they had never had cancer in the first place. So, you know, if they want to contact me through my website, badnarc.org, I'd be happy to tell them the long, drawn-out story.
Yes, and by the way, I've got that linked up at robertscottbell.com. There's a special link. There's articles. There's books. I told you about some of them. Also, there's a mentor with Michael tab. If you click that link, and it will open up, and I'm showing everybody right now that's watching us on this pre-Independence Day spectacular we do every year with Michael Badnarc. And there's all kinds of things that you will learn, how to remove obstacles, grow skills, get guidance for big projects, plan new career moves, gain consistent philosophy, make better decisions. And I will vouch for Michael and his wisdom that he will share with you if you engage in that. And there are many people that have and are grateful for Michael's guidance, and as I am for his friendship in this lifetime. It's been an amazing ride, and may we continue to be able to share our love of liberty. As long as we are breathing, we will. And I know that's true for you as well, Michael Badnarc.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. This is a special day for us, even though it's not actually on the Independence Day. But you can watch it again on Independence Day. Also, I would encourage everybody, start a new tradition if you haven't already. Read with your family, your kids, your grandkids, the Declaration of Independence. If not, at least once a year, more often than that, but at least on Independence Day, so that they don't think it's a transcript of a current lecture given by some professor or Michael Badnarc.
Robert, I love you so much. I love your family. You've got a beautiful family, and I appreciate the times that I've been able to stay at your house and just be part of your family. You're a wonderful man.
Well, you light it up for liberty, and again, my valuing your friendship cannot be overstated, how grateful I am for you. So with that, we're going to take a break here and hopefully be back a lot sooner than next year for more lighting the fires of liberty, as you do so well, Michael Badnarc. So remember this, folks, God's honest truth, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.